Okay, let's begin our discussion of short-term, long-term view of mitzvos. As you see the title of the shiur on your sheet, this comes up. One of the main sugyas, actually, which we didn't discuss too much on in the daf shiur, but one of the main sugyas that's discussed by the Achronim is this gemara in Menachas on daf Mem Tes Mem Aleph. If you just remember that gemara, the gemara suggested had the following question. The gemara discussed, based on the Mishnah, Hatamidin ain ma'akvanesa musafin vloa musafin ma'akvanesa tamidin. That if you have a small amount of animals, you don't have enough animals to bring all the karbanas that one is supposed to bring, so they're not ma'akiv each other. You can bring the tamidin by themselves, you can bring the musafin by themselves. And then the Gemara asked a question, which the maskana was interpreted as, if we have one animal, and the choice is, do we use it as today's karban musaf, or tomorrow's karban tamid? That's the question. That was the Gemara's question. And the formulation was, do you say on the bottom of Mem Tes Mem Aleph, this is not on your sheet, do you say Tamid is Adif because it's Tadir, or the Musaf is Adif because it's Mekudesh, because you're doing it right away. But either way, it was, do you use it for today's mitzvah, or do you use it for tomorrow morning's mitzvah? That was the question in Maseches Menachos. As we will see, one of the Achronim is going to use that question as a basis for a Yesod that he will develop. But as we'll see, this gets us into the sugya of when we have a package of mitzvahs to do, when we have more than one mitzvah to do, how are we supposed to look at the mitzvahs? Do we look at the here and the now? What's in front of us? Right now you have a musaf. Who cares about tomorrow, Tamid? Right now you have a musaf. Or do I know? I have to look at my avodas Hashem. I have to look at my mitzvahs in a context of each other. And therefore, if you have one today, one tomorrow, you might have to wait till tomorrow, because that's the way it is in Yahadus. You don't just look at each mitzvah in a vacuum. That's the issue that we're going to talk about today, and we'll see where else this comes up in Shas. Okay, let's start though with a Mishnah and a Tosfos in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed. Mishnah tells us in the 19th parak, called the Blaza de Mila, because of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, I'm in source 1. Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, me'vio b'Shabbos megula. Rabbi Eliezer holds, everybody agrees that you're allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos if it is a mila bismano. If it is at the time that you're supposed to do it on day 8, it's docha Shabbos, the mila itself. If it's shalom bismano, it's not docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds, not only is mila docha Shabbos, but even the machshire mila docha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I could drive in a car to go get a knife on Shabbos to do bris mila. The machshirin, the preparatory stages, are also docha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita right here. Im lo hevish kli me'erev Shabbos. If he didn't bring the kli from erev Shabbos, me'viu b'Shabbos megula. You can bring it on Shabbos megula. It's not for us now. Revealed, not revealed. That's not our sugya. Ubesakana mechase al pi edim. Fine. V'yonam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also says korsin eitzin lasos pachamim lasos barzal. I'm allowed to chop wood in order to make charcoal, in order to make metal into a knife. I could do all the preparatory stages. That's the shita, the amazing shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the first couple of blot in Rabbi Eliezer de Mila discuss what his source is. We do not paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Klal om Rabbi Akiva. Kal malacha she'efshe la'asosa me'erev Shabbos, eino doches ha'Shabbos. Any malacha that you could have done before and is not doches ha'Shabbos. The actual meal you can't do before. So that you can do on Shabbos. But any malacha that you could have done beforehand is not docha. She'ef shalas says me'erev Shabbos, docha the Shabbos. Only some items and actions that you couldn't have done beforehand are docha Shabbos. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, and we passing like Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos, first Tosfos there in the parak, ask a simple question. Rabbi Elazar says you could bring the knife. You could violate an Isser d'oraisa in order to do mila. Ask Tosfos, I have a better solution. V'yim tomar v'yaviyu hatinok eitzel kli. Why do you have to bring the knife to the baby? Bring the baby to the knife. Why is that better? The hashtaleker iser Shabbos klal. The chaynosi es atzmo. We know the principle that comes up earlier in Masechah Shabbos on the Tzadik Dalet. Chaynosi es atzmo. A live person literally carries himself. Meaning if I carry a baby, if I carry a child on Shabbos in a place where there's no Eruv, that is an Isser D'Rabbanan. That is not an Isser D'Araisa. Because the child themselves help and make it easier for the person carrying the child. That's why the child is lighter. The second that a child falls asleep, the Gemara says that the sleep is 1/60th of death. Right? So sleep makes the child heavier. Kol Shekein, if somebody doesn't have any life. But that's the principle of Chayin Osi Atatzmos. So ask Tosfos, what's all the fuss about bringing the knife to the baby, and Rabbi Elazar even allows you to do that to violate the Siddharaisa? Why don't you just bring the baby to the knife? Even Rabbi Elazar would agree you shouldn't try to do, or does he? He should try to limit it. If you have a choice to do a Daraisa or Drabanan, you should do a Drabanan. So why, ask Tosfos, don't we bring the baby to the knife? Tosfos gives two answers, and our first question is, what's the root machlokas between Tosfos? Two answers. First answer, v'yesh lomar, dekatan tsarich le'imohu. The baby is going to have to nurse from his mother. V'achar hamila, hayat tsarich l'achziru le'imo. After you do the mila, you're going to have to bring, what, you're saying you're going to bring the baby to the knife? So what are you going to have to do after the mila? You're going to have to bring the baby back to the mother. And at that point, the baby will be sick and will be unable to have the principle of Chaynos Yatatzmo apply to him. Why? The Azhave Kikafus. The Gemara says earlier in the Sugya of Chaynos Yatatzmo that a roped down person is not called Chaynos Yatatzmo because he's roped down. And if he can't be Nosi Yatatzmo, if he's tied down, then he don't apply the principle. So this child, says Tosfos, is going to be out of the category anyway, meaning in 10 minutes from now, you're going to have to carry the baby and do an Issa D'Oraisa anyway. So why do a D'Rabana now, and then later on, you're going to have to do a D'Oraisa anyway? Just do the D'Oraisa now. Doesn't make a difference, says Tosfos.
When a baby is less than 18 years old,
so you might say it should never apply. Right. You might say never. So the Rashba is going to say that. The Rashba is going to say that, as we'll see soon. But Tosfos assumes another way. Tosfos assumes a healthy baby, even less than 18 years old, Chaynos Yatatzmo. That's what Tosfos assumes. But you're right, that's the machlokas we're showing him here. But Tosfos' first answer, though, conceptually, the yesod for us is, Tosfos says, if you're going to do a daraisa in 10 minutes anyway, so don't worry about doing a darabanan, but right now you have a choice, daraisa, darabanan, so you're going to do a darabanan, now you're going to do a daraisa 10 minutes from now, you might as well do the daraisa now anyway. That is Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' second answer, v'od yesh lomar, Kivan de Yoser Bikal Yavi Hakli Misha Yavi Hatinok. Since it's easier to bring the knife than to bring the baby, Shari Rabbi Eliezer Kide Lamaher Hamitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer allows it.
It's easier. Easier
logistically or easier? Both, yeah. Logistically. Easier logistically to bring the baby. You do the mitzvah quicker. You get it done. So that's why Rabbi Elazar allows you to do it. Rabbi Elazar is not so interested in daraisa, drabanan. Rabbi Elazar says, this is easier, just do the mitzvah this way. Amazing chiddush. Like the Gemara says, one time they forgot to bring the knife, and they brought it through the backyard, and Rabbi Elazar got very upset. Why don't you just bring it through the street? Do it quick. So Rabbi Elazar, even though it is going to be a worse Isser, Rabbi Elazar says you could do it if it's going to be easier and more straightforward. What's the machlokas about? What are these 2 days in Tosfos arguing about? So one might suggest, which is not our sugya now, but this is maybe the simplest way of explaining the machlokas, maybe they're arguing about a principle that we've touched on in the sugya of Asi Dochalosase, when we had a shir about that, we touched on it, and that is the sugya of Hutra and Dechuya. How do we look at, when you have certain mitzvos that come into contrast and fight and challenge with averos, and the Torah says you're allowed to have the aseh, push off the los aseh, you're allowed to have the mitzvah, push off the avera, so how is that looked at? Is that looked at as the mitzvah has totally eradicated and wiped out the avera? The avera does not exist in the place where there is a mitzvah to do. Hashem never wanted the avera to exist. That's called hutra. Or do I say no? Yeah, they are still there, but you're allowed to push it. You're allowed to violate. Literally, dechuya, dochet. You have this question by Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or dechuya B'tzibur. You have the question about Pikuach Nefesh being docha Shabbos, Hutra dechuya. You have it in various contexts, but you also might have it by the fact that you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. Mila on Shabbos is allowed, even though you're violating an Issa D'Oraisa. Which Issa D'Oraisa? The Issa of Chavala, which we've noted in the past, is not so clear which of the 39 malachas Chavala is. 3 different opinions of the Rishonim, but either way, it's a malacha. So, in that context, Mila, Docha Shabbos, how do we look at it? So maybe one can suggest that's these 2 days of Tosfos, within Rabbi Elazar. According to the second day of Tosfos, that's simpler, Hutra. Hutra, what does Hutra mean? You don't have to limit. You don't have to worry. Just do it quickly. Get it up. Do the mitzvah. Wonderful. Maybe the first opinion doesn't want to say that because the first opinion holds to chuya. You have to try to limit it as much as you can. So that's one way to explain the machlokas. But the other way to explain the machlokas is maybe related to our issue. And that is, how do we look at mitzvahs? What does the first day of Tosfos say? If in 10 minutes from now you're going to have to violate a daraisa anyway by carrying the baby who has the status of kafus, so then what are you worrying about now? You're going to do a daraisa anyway in a couple of minutes. Masha'en Kain, the second day of Tosfos, what is the second day not like about it, the first day? Maybe this point. Who cares what I'm doing in 10 minutes from now? Right now, I have a choice between a daraisa and a darabanan. Look at the language of the Rashba. The Rashba right here in Shabbos. The Rashba quotes this first day of Tosfos and argues on it, and look at his Lashon on line 9. Ve'ena mechuver be'enai. I don't agree to this first day of Tosfos that, you got to do it anyway in 10 minutes. To mikomakom achshav eino kafus. Right now, he's not kafus. Right now, it's a derabanan. Lama nechalo of achshav. So what do we be mechalo now? Yavi tinok etelizel. Bring the baby. Tekiva dehashta miho leka elishvus. Since right now, it's only a derabanan. The dilma la'achar milotei shamanika. You know, who knows what's going to be in 10 minutes. Maybe there'll be another wet nurse that'll be in this house. You don't have to bring the baby anywhere. Even if the doors are locked to the city and there's nobody else coming in. But still, on principle, kol she'efshar achshav, below chilu, nase achshav below chilu. Anything that you can do right now without violating an iser, that's what you do. Focus on the here and the now. Ula'achar hamila, after the mila. Kiva deloefshar nevi'o eselimo. Later on, there's going to be a sakana. Okay, so you'll do it then. Dehahutra eitzel malachazu. So that's the Rashba's argument on the first answer. What do you see from that mentality? Maybe that's exactly the mentality of the second day of Tosfos. Who cares what you're doing in a few minutes from now? Right now, the choices are the Raisa the Rabbanan. So, do what you have to do right now. And then afterwards, you're gonna put yourself into a situation that you're gonna have to be Doche, a Knisa L'Dchia, Knisa L'Matzav, Shel D'Chias Yisurin. Okay, that's what you have to do. That's the Rashba. The Rashba himself, though, what's his answer? He says, "Ela yesh lomar." What you said before, "Tiafilu kodem mila havika kafus." Right? He says, even before the mila, you shouldn't apply that principle. The tiro kata galkach in nosi asmo. You don't apply that principle to this situation. Okay, and then of course the other day of Tosfos, v'yesh misha tirates that you don't have to be worried about tircha. But these 2 days of Tosfos might be arguing about our issue. How do you view mitzvahs? How do you view mitzvahs? Where else does this come up? The main source where this is discussed, and any Achron who discusses this issue starts off with the Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban. Where is this Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban? It's here in Shabbos also. Shabbos Kuftal Mandal and Amabez. The Mishnah there tells us, in source number 4, that medical science in the Talmudic times assumed that a baby needed to be washed with hot water after the milah. And if he was not washed with hot water after the meal, it was sakanas nefashos. So that is why they always boiled up hot water and had it ready. What happens on Shabbos? They would boil the water before Shabbos. That's what used to happen. Says the Mishnah, Marchitza nesakatan beilaf ne'amil bein lachar mila. You're allowed to wash the baby on Shabbos before and after the mila. Umazalfar la biyad, avalo bekli. Maybe you do a little shinui with yad, not with kli. Rabbi Zmanazari says even on the third day, because the third day, like it says by Shechem, that also is malakam sakana. The question that is dealt with by the Balamor and the Rabban, what made this sugya famous, is what happens if I was a good boy, before Shabbos I warmed up the water, Shabbos morning I'm about to do the mila, and then the hot water spills out. I now no longer have hot water.
Cools off.
You don't have hot water. So the shaila is, do I do the bris mila anyway, knowing that the second after the bris mila, I will have to do bishul b'shabbos, warming up the hot water. But so what? Or do I say no? When are you allowed to do mila? You're only allowed to do mila on Shabbos, the act. But if you know that you're going to have to violate other isurim, then who says that the Torah allows this? That's the machlokas balamar and the Ramban. Which do you think is before we see who says what, which would you have said? Misvara? Which you have said? No, not who says what. Which you have said, which far? Would you say do the mila anyway and worry about it after? Or do I say no? If you know beforehand,
Do it anyway and then worry about it afterwards.
So we're already influenced by him. We already have our sugya head on. The Balamar says, push off the Mila. The Balamar says, and he quotes it even based on a riff. He's medayik in a riff. He says, see where it's underlined in the next source number 5, line 3. Now before that, Elakach marchizin as a kada kedar kol lefei hamila b'chamin shochma me'arav Shabbos ula achar hamila im nishu b'chamin shalom. If after the mila the hot water spills out, then of course b'chamin lo chamin af b'Shabbos. If after the mila spilled out, you have a sakana safachas here, you have to warm up the hot water. B'beisha sakana hilo v'hu shenish b'chu la achar mila. But this is only if it spilled out after the mila. Avalem nishmachu kodem hamila. But if the hot water spilled out before the mila, hamila nidches. You push off the mila. You don't do it on day 8. Ve'ein ha-Shabbos nidche. You don't push off Shabbos. For Rael Dabar, he quotes the sugi in Erevin of Hishapach Hamime, and he says it's meduyik. If you look in the riff, when the riff quotes this halacha, he quotes, look at the language, he's medayik. V'heicha de'ishtabech chamime diyanuka, if the hot water of the baby spills. O de'ivdar samamanim, or the medicine got scattered, basar de'imhol, after the mila took place, then you do whatever you need to do. What do you see from there? It's only if it happens after the mila takes place. But if anything happens before the mila takes place, and you will then have to do the mila, and then find yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be doche isurin, you're not allowed to do that. The Baal Amar says, push off the mila.
In the case of the knife, you would say, there's no knife.
According to the Baal Amar, he would say, well, again, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, so we would say in any case, if there's no knife, you can't violate any Yisurim. But if you take a Baal Amar within Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Machshir and Mila are usually Doche, how would the Baal Amar answer the question? So he might say, yeah, like for the first day of Tosfos. You have to take it, you're going to do it anyway, 10 minutes. What difference does it make? So here too, you have to worry about the future. You have to worry about the future. You're going to put those together. But if you look in the Ramban, the Ran in source number 6 quotes the Baal Machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. I just gave it to you through there. He quotes this issue and he quotes the Ramban, line 4. The Ramban's al Kasav, Deshari Lemimhale. You're allowed to do the Mila. Why? These are the main 4 words. De'ein Lemitzvah Ela Shaita. Mitzvahs, you look at the here and the now. Ein lemitzvah ela shaita. Vein dochen es amila. Mipneishin it's tar achagav lidchos es a Shabbos. You don't push off the mila because later on you're going to have to be docha Shabbos. Why? To basar hachi, pikoch nefesh with the dachi. Later on it's going to be pikoch nefesh. Later on you're going to have the heter. Velo machshire mila. Right? You're not going to have, don't worry about it. And then he quotes a mishnah that's meduyik that way. And then skip a couple of lines. Vein okin das harazah. Right? That's the Baal Amar. Rabbi Zerachya Halevi. The Baal Amar, Shehuzal Amar, Kolhecha Dishtapech Hamimei Debasar Mila, Mikame Mila. The water, hot water that you warmed up to use after the Mila spills before the Mila, Tidche Mila. You push off the Mila, because you worry about the future. He quotes V'chein Das HaRashbazal, which doesn't really fit in so well to our Rashba, as we'll see. But this is the Shita of the Baal Amar. Skip the Raya, because we're going to do that Raya later, Ezrat Hashem. Go to where it's underlined, El Shema Mina, Kol She'anu Yodim, B'tchilas HaDavar. Whenever we know something at the beginning, She'yavo Lidei Isser Malacha, Dochin Es HaMitzvah, K'dei She'lo Yavo Basof Lidei Kach. Right, this sugya could also be called K'nisa L'matzav Shel Dechias Yisurin. Right, entering into a situation of Tachiyas Yisurin. We didn't call it that because the sugya in Menachas, which we started, has nothing to do with Yisurin. Just has to do with which carbon do you choose. But this is the machlokes between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. So again, this might be 2 days in Tosfos and Shabbos, and this is Mefurish, 2 days machlokes between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. Again, the Baal Amar is saying, you push off the Mila, amazingly, you don't do the mitzvah of Mila Bismana, while the Ramban says, Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. So this is all the Rishonim. But now we get into the Achronim. The Achronim take this machlokas and they run with it a little bit and apply it in various contexts. The first fascinating questions. Oh, I think we have three cases here that's discussed by the Achronim. First one, Radvaz, Rav David ben Zimmer. The Radvaz's tshuvas are always amazing. Very, they're much quoted, but they're really fascinating tshuvas. All of his thousands of tshuvas. Almost everyone is quoted later in the, by the later postgame. She'ila. Ruvain ayachavish b'beis asurim. Ruvain is in jail. V'lo hayayachol latzeis l'spala basara. He's not let out. He can't go daven with a minyan. V'lasos ha-mitzvahs, he can't do any mitzvahs. V'hischanein lifnei hasar o ha-hegyon, and he begs and begs the officer. V'lo avo shmo l'anicho. He doesn't want to let him. Zulasi yom echad bashana. Eze yom sheyachpos. I'll give you one day a year to leave jail. What day do you choose? So if somebody wasn't Jewish, they would choose their birthday, their wife's birthday, their kids, whatever. Right, the day of the Super Bowl. Right, they would choose something. Baruch Hashem, Ashrenu Matov Chalkeinu. We decide which mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Yore Hamore. Eze yom mikol yomos hashana yivchar Ruvein hanizkar lelechaz abeis haknesses. Which day does he pick? Very hard question. Right, you ask the Gadol Hador, what do you choose? If you ask this question, what would we choose? Says the Radvaz, tshuva. Hinei ra'isi echad michach midorenu b'tshuva davar zeh, etzel davar zeh. I saw one of the chachamim of my generation, 1500s, salal b'mayim adirim b'he'ala cheres b'yado. He dug down deep and he came up with garbage. I don't like his tshuva. V'yisod re'ua bana yisodo. He built his yisod on a faulty foundation. What does that mean? B'tchila kasav. He doesn't even quote it by name. Originally he wrote, da'adav yom ha-kippurim. Yom Kippur. That's the day to pick. Well, I gotta be in Shul Yom Kippur. What do you have to be in Shul Yom Kippur for? What mitzvah d'oraisa happens there? Okay, you're fasting. You fast at home. What? Because you want to be emotional. You want to be in Shul for Yom Kippur. The zchus of the tzibur. But Yom Kippur number one, v'yachar kach echlifu b'yom ha-purim. And then he switched it on to not Yom HaKippurim, but Purim itself. Why? We should make her Megillah, Persume Nisa, to be in an Asara. Persume Nisa, not even a Daraisa. V'ein roi l'smach ha-dvarav, says Radvaz, he's wrong. I don't think Yom Kippur, and I don't think Purim. Avo masher roi l'smach ha-lav, he da'anan kaimalan, your principle rules here, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. The Gemara says, we don't pass over mitzvahs. And therefore, says the Radvaz, Hilkach, ha-mitzvah harishona, she-tavo liyado, she-i-efsha la-asosam v'chavish besa asurim, kodemes. The first mitzvah that you could do, you do that. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter which one. Ve-imashdichin ha-mitzvah she-paga bo-tchila hi-kala o-chamura. Don't look at what type of mitzvah it is, like it says in Perkei Avos. Shiyata yodeh matan schar and shalom mitzvahs, v'zeh pashit ma'od etzli, David ben Shlomo, avizim. The Radvaz. Says the Radvaz, right away. First mitzvah, he doesn't quote Rishonim. Doesn't quote the Rishonim here, but he has a Ramban type of attitude, one might say. And therefore, ein l'mitzvah l'shaita. What do you mean right now? Ein ma'avir in l'mitzvahs. That's the shita of the Radvaz. If you look in the Chacham Tzvi quotes the Radvaz. The Chacham Tzvi lived a couple hundred years after the Radvaz. And 150 years, 200 years after the Radvaz, and the Chacham Tzvi quotes the Radvaz and says, I'm sorry, you think it's so pashut, ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs, I don't think you apply ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs in this context. And you know what he quotes? Our Gemara. V'yesh l'hakshos al zeh, fifth line of the Chacham Tzvi, after he quotes the Radvaz, tekami boilam b'perakat cheles, we learned at the end of the previous parakat, dafem tesa menachas, tzibur she'en led tzvi dun musafin, if a tzibur does not have enough animals for both karbanos, eizam and kodem, which one goes first, umuki labem musafin to ha'idna, utmid into l'machar, and the Gemara established that the question was, today's musaf or tomorrow's tamid? Tadir adif ha'makudish adif. Says the Chacham Tzvi, if the Radvaz was right, what's the question? Eid Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. V'ik, as far as Haravzal, Afi Tadir Adif. Even if you want to say Tadir is an aspect or element that should win, Musafin Ka'admi, B'shem De'im Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Right, what did he say? You don't look at the type of mitzvah it is. So of course the Musaf should go, today's Musaf should go. Elavadeh, what do you see from that Gemara? De'lo Amrinan Eid Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Elevishtan Shavos. You only say Ein Ma'avirin by equal mitzvos. Avalo bidchad minayhu adif. But not if one mitzvah is greater, one mitzvah is not greater. You don't say Ein Ma'avirin alamit, Ein Ma'avirin alamit, equal mitzvos. Right? You have talis and tefillin. We say Ein Ma'avirin, those that one has more kedusha, but they're both strong mitzvos. And therefore, if you pick up your tefillin first, you got to put your tefillin on. Ein Ma'avirin alamit mitzvos. Right, that's where you would apply it. They're both mitzvahs. But here, if you have Tadir versus Mekudash, you see from the Gemara. You don't say Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs there. It's very well, possibly, that Tadir is going to win out, even though that's tomorrow. So I think the Radvaz is wrong, says the Chacham Tzvi. Who says that you should go out the first day from jail? Who says that's the answer? He says, you know what I think? I think, Ella, next column, I think there's a chilek. The Gemara says in Yevamos, in a specific context, about waiting to do Yibum, the Gemara says, you don't have to be worried in the short-term future about death. But in the long-term future about death, you do have to be worried. So says the Chacham Tzvi, where it's underlined, Im Kain, Hayulanu l'chalik b'nidon ha-ravzal, b'in kisha mitzvah shniya hi l'zman meruba, d'chashina l'shem ha-yamus, l'kisha ha-shniya hi l'zman karav, d'lo chashina l'shem ha-yamus b'zman mu'at. I think you do look at the values of the mitzvahs. But if it's far away, then you can't do it, because then you're worried about chashina l'shem ha-yamus. But if it's very soon, says the Chacham Tzvi, you would not worry about the Misa in the future. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. No, you would. He doesn't say what the answer is to the Radvaz's Kasha. He doesn't say which day to pick. But he just says, I don't like the Yesod of the Radvaz that you would pick the first day. Okay, that's the first place where we see the context in the Achronim. So we started off with the two discussions of the Rishonim, Tosas in Shabbos, and the Baal HaMoed and the Ramban in Shabbos, and now we get to the three discussions in the Achronim. Number one is the jail case. Number two, source number nine, fascinating question if you never heard it before. Even if you heard it before, it's a fascinating question. Misha Barlow, Shem Yis'anet, Som Gedalia, Yazik Lotzon Yom Kippur. Somebody knows that they're in a state of health, that if they fast on Som Gedalia, they will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur. If they don't fast on Som Gedalia, they will. They'll be able to fast one day this month. What day? The Yielov, Yielov Machlosh, and Ogielov, Zavi Bikoch Nefesh, Vietz Tarech Lechol B'Yom Kippur, V'Tainis Som Gedalia, Bolosh Lo Yazik, Lo Yigrash Shem Dorami Atainis. He could fast one day. What do you do? This is the question of Yistei Chemed, that he quotes other Achronim. Right? So let's think about this for a minute. Right? Som Gedalia comes first. Som Gedalia hits you, but
what's the nature of Som Gedalia?
Som Gedalia is Durabanan. Som Gedalia is Durabanan. Yom Kippur is Daraisa. There's only one day a year you have to fast Daraisa. So here the stakes are very high. What do you do? If you eat on Som Gedalia, then you're going to have to eat on Yom Kippur. So if you fast on Som Gedalia, you're going to have to eat on Yom Kippur. You're going to have a heter to eat on Yom Kippur, but could you do that with knowledge going in? And maybe it's Drabanus. You shouldn't eat a Som Gedalia. So you could fast on Yom Kippur. So you could fast on Yom Kippur. So says the Rebbe, quote the Rebbe from Mezrich. Not sure who this, I don't know if this is the Magid. I don't think so. It's probably later. So what do you say? So the Chemin was the encyclopedic work of the 1800s. He put it, he was the pre-encyclopedia Talmudis. Yeah, and he did a without computers. Says the Sechemel on line 9, L'chora, Tali, B'plukta, Daradvaz, V'chacham Svi. L'chora, it's Tali on that earlier Machlokas Achronim. If you say like the Radvaz, Ein Avir Nala Mitzvahs, you gotta fast on Tzom Gedalia. You gotta fast on what's in front of you. Ein La Mitzvah El Shaita, the Ramban would say. Mash'enkein, if you say like the Chacham Svi, no. You don't say Ein Avir Nala Mitzvahs in this context. You don't say it. So says the Rebbe from Mezrich, in a sefer Ohel Moshe, he says, L'choritz tali on this machlokas. Upasak skip a couple of lines, line 18, Upasak radvash lo yachmetz ha-mitzvah, v'yispal take up basar, v'yem avirin ha-mitzvahs, you go out of minyan that first day, so he would say also, fiasak on Som Gedalia, v'chacham zicholi galav, and it brings the raya from our Gemara. Says the Stechemed now, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. I beg to differ. And he says, fascinatingly, in both directions. First he says, I think even the Radvaz would agree in this case to the Chacham Svi. And then he suggests, no, maybe even the Chacham Svi would agree to the Radvaz in this case. What are the Svaras? Let's try to think about it. What would be a Svara to say, everybody agrees here to wait for Yom Kippur? What would be a Svara for that?
When this is Ein Avir Nala Mitzvahs, it'll be Mitzvahs D'Orayis.
Oh, exactly. Who says that the Radvaz would say Ein Avir even by D'Orayis? Who says the Radvaz would say that? That's Mitzad Echad. That's the first thing the Chacham, the Stechemet says. What did the Radvaz say? Ein Avir Nala Mitzvahs. Don't look at Mitzvahs because Ein Ata Yodea Matan Schara. Do Mitzvah Kalo or Mitzvah Chamura. But those are all Mitzvahs D'Orayis. If you have Mitzvahs D'Orayis in front of you, equal Mitzvahs, Ein Avir Nala Mitzvahs. But maybe even the Radvaz would agree, says the Stechemed, that in our case you would wait. Hare, after he quotes the language of the Radvaz, He said, well, first off, at the beginning, and he quotes the language of the Radvaz, and he says, where it's underlined, if it's deraisa derabanan, then you know matan schar and shal mitzvahs. You know the deraisa one has more schar than the derabanan one. Aval, skip a line. Avok she'achet shal torah v'acheres b'divrei kabbala atu mi yizfon la sepukei b'hu eza kalav eza chamura v'adai shal torah chamura. And therefore, I think even the Radvaz, he makes a machlokas, I think even the Radvaz would agree to the Chacham Tzvi here that you wait and eat on Tzom Gedalia so that you could fast on Yom Kippur. That's b'tzad echad. But then, a column later, you have it in source 11, he says the opposite. Maybe even the Chacham Tzvi would agree to the Radvaz in this case. Why would that be? Could you be mechalik between whether you're allowed to warm up water today now for a meal in an hour from now? Or which day could you go out versus Tzom Gedalia? Says the Stechemet, a very mistaber idea. He says, Tzom Gedalia is a mitzvah. Tzom Gedalia, you have a mitzvah to do in front of you. Today's Tuesday. I have to do a mitzvah today. So the question is, do I have to not do a mitzvah so that I can do another mitzvah in a week from now? So is that exactly like the Baal HaMor Ramban? Is that exactly like the Radvaz Chacham Tzvi? Radvaz Chacham Tzvi, similar, but says the Sechemet, I think you might be mechalik. Next column. Nira l'dayti ekzara, tekiva demitzvah shel tainasom gedalia hayom huzmano. Ve'inu shel yom ha-kippurim lo higi hazmano. Today is the one mitzvah. Yom Kippur, the mitzvah's not here yet. Rakshan uban lo'adun machmash ha'idei inu ya'yom yavol di pitolini ya'gadol mimenu shel yom ha-kippurim. You're worried about the future. It could be b'chi agav nekuli amamodo shechayiv lis'anos hayom. Shulchovas hayom bein poter osa b'bnei machi yisach l'chal yom ha-kippurim. It could be that everybody agrees that you fast today. Why? When do you say that you might have to wait? That's only if you have a Dvar Rishus in front of you. Do you do the Dvar Rishus? You have to worry about the future. Warming up water before the Bris Milah? You're not doing a mitzvah then. You're not going to warm up the water beforehand. But you have to do the Milah then knowing? So he says, Avakash Bari Chiyuvahu Hayom. Today you have a Chiyuv to do this. You can't worry about the future if you're going to be mevatelit. It's similar. He doesn't think it's similar. Like if you do a mitzvah today, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of 2 weeks, not being getting to go out of jail. But maybe it's not as much of a batala. It's more of an indirect batala. Where here, it's more of a direct batala. But either way, says the Stechemed, in either direction, in his view, you might say that this is not a machlokas. But the first original Rav thought it was a machlokas. Okay, but that's the second discussion of the Achronim related to our issue. Right, so we have the jail case, we have the Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur case, and finally the last case. The last case that we'll discuss is a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Tshuva of Rav Moshe written in 1944, Tavshin Dalid. 1944, written to Rav Huttner. Tshuva that written to Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner asked him, it was a tragic case, where there was a certain person who had a illness, which is so contagious, that the law was whatever he brought into the hospital was going to have to be burned. They were going to have to burn. He was going to be in separate part of the hospital, and they were going to have to burn everything. Right? Whatever he took into the hospital, he was going to have to burn before he left. So the shaila, the Esther Moshe was, could he take in his tefillin? Could he wear tefillin for let's say he was going to be there for a month. If he brings in tefillin, to wear tefillin for a month, knowing that the tefillin are going to be burned in a month, it's a daraisa of losasak and l'shem lokechem and abeita, right? Issues of ibud of shemos hakadoshim. So the question to Rav Moshe was: do you say, okay, let him forego tefillin for a month, or do we say no, let him wear the tefillin, don't worry about it? That was the shaila to Rav Moshe. Bechad cholo aleinu b'machlam mistabekes v'tzorach leilech b'yis cholam she'im manichin misham lahotzi mikol ma'she'evi el asar finakol. You burn it all. Line 6, v'horesi le'isser. Said Rav Moshe, he's not allowed to bring his tefillin in. To hazeh vaday shalo nidche af isidra banon. Afisan Mila Chamura. Imenu Megidre Dine Dechia, Kamala Havias Izamel, Bissar Kamlis. Drabanans at most. And here to bring the tefillin in line 11. Vizavadish Lahavilashim tefillin u Usser. Afim Nechshav Ragorim. Still. Says our Moshe, it's Usser. He has a 6-7 page shuvah about this. We're not going to do the whole thing. But he does suggest or deal with the suggestion of, would you say this is Matali on the Machlokas Balamar Ramban? Would you say that according to the Baal Hamar you wouldn't bring it in, but the Ramban would say you're allowed to bring it in? Would you say that? That's what he discusses at the bottom of the next column. He says this is not similar to what the Ramban says. Even the Ramban would agree in our case, says Rav Moshe. That's how he passes. He goes through a couple of pages to explain why he would say that you're not allowed to bring in the tefillin. But if you look in, just to see the svar is in a different sefer, if you look in the back of the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss's sefer on Masechta Shabbos, he deals with this issue, and he has two distinctions between the case of Mila, the Ramban, and the case of the Tefillin case, bringing it in. Says Rav Asher Weiss in Source 14, number one, Shiny Chilul Shabbos. Shekol Yisur B'Maisa Ha'adam, V'lo P'Totas Ha'Maisa. Shabbos is about the Maisa Aveira. Not so much about the result. It's about the act. V'kivan de'bishashu mechamim es hamayim. Mutter lasos kei mishu b'yikoach nevesh. Since, look, right now you have to do a mila. After mila, you have to warm up water. B'yikoach nevesh. So that's going to be mutter. Ein baz Hashem etzcheit. There's no problem. Aval sreifas kisvi hakodesh. Says Rav Asher Weiss, burning tefillin, it's not just about the act of burning. You might say, oh, you have a heter now, because it's b'yikoach nevesh for everybody else. But the result of having burned tefillah, that's terrible. And the focus of the Isser is the result, not just the Maisa. So even if you can come up with a way that, oh, the Maisa can be explained, but the result is terrible. So don't compare tefillin case and Mila case. Eina Isser al agavra bilvad, elo be'etzem hachefza, sheshmo hakadosh, she's barach, mischalelu, mispazebaze. So mistabe to asa l'chachila, you cannot bring it in. Number one, chilek. And number two, Chiluk suggests Rav Asher Weiss in the next paragraph. He says, "Ach milvad kol zed nireh she'ina nidon dom leklal araya." I don't think you compare the cases. Tibehad ishtabech chamime. In the case of the Baal Amar Ramban, ein ha iser elo bechimum hamayim shel achar mila. What's the iser? When you do mila, you doing anything aser? No, you're doing a mila. The issue is later on you're gonna have to boil up water. So is that totally mutter, or are you gonna end up doing an iser? But the mila, step one, is for sure not a problem. Avo be'etza ma'isa mila, ein nidron iser. You're not doing any iser by doing the mila. Avo benidon didon, but in our case, what's step one? Bringing the tefillin into the hospital. Says Rav Asher Weiss, that's not like doing mila. Here, even step one is usser. Bringing the tefillin in is itself, could be seen as a goreim li'ibud ha'tefillin. Efshar de etzem achnasas a tefillin l'makam zeh iserhu v'lo rak sreifas on la'achar zman de etzem achnasas a tefillin l'makam shemi menu emochem le'ibud bilti nimna ki ibud hu. Says Rav Asher Weiss, don't compare the mila case to the tefillin case. Number one, because Shabbos is about the maisa, and the isurim of Shabbos are about the maisa, and the isurim of destruction of kisvei hakodesh is about the result, totsa'a, also. And number two, because step one by the mila case is totally fine. Step one by the tefillin case could be viewed as tchilas ha'ibud, and therefore you can't compare the cases. But the Baal Amar Ramban are discussed, as we see here, the comparison is rejected, but this is the third context where we see that this is discussed. So we see, again, just to review before we have the last two points, we see that we started off with a discussion, Machlok 2 days in Tosfos possibly, that argue about this, about bringing the baby to the knife and not the knife to the baby. And we saw the Baal Amar and the Ramban. Those are the two groups of Machlokas and the Rishonim. Then we just saw three discussions in the Achronim, the case of jail, the case of Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, and finally the case of bringing the tefillin in to a quarantined situation. If we go back, we had Rishonim and we had Achronim. This could even possibly be a Machlokas Tanoim. Possibly. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Beitza. Source 15. Hashoker chayva op yantif. Somebody shechts on yantif. One's a lot of shecht on yantif. Beis shamay omrim yachbar bedekav yechasa. You could shecht on yantif, and then we know there's a mitzvah of kisi hadam. So after you shecht, get some dirt and cover. Even though digging is a malacha, but you could do it. Ubeis hillel omrim. Right, this is one of the machmir beis hillels. Lo yishchot el imkein hayelo afar muchan mibodyon. No, you can't shecht in the first place unless you have dirt prepared. If modim, if you already shechted, okay, you gotta get dirt. Or else you'll lose the mitzvah of kisi adam. Ati dochalosa, say the Gemara discusses. But in the first place, if you don't have dirt, says Beis Hillel, don't shecht. What's this machlokas about? Says the Rashba, later on Surah 16, later on where the Gemara discusses it, later in the first parak, kashali, lamali deker notes, yishchot afilu chachila, babashin lo deker notes. What are you worried about? What's Beis Hillel so worried about? When you do the shechita, you're not doing anything wrong. You're shechting mutter. Ask the Rashba, what's the problem? When you shecht, you're fine, and later on, so what's the problem? V'yishlomar says the Rashba, explaining the shechita of Beis Hillel, kivan de labasof. Since you are, this is going to lead to an iser later on that you're going to have to do, better not to do it in the first place. Shechting is like causing an iser. It is causing an iser. Shechting, and later on you're going to have to do the malacha of charisha, that's a problem. You can't say that's the svar for Beis Hillel. Does not fit in so well with the earlier Rashba, unless you're Mechalik, the earlier Rashba in our case, he quotes a couple of days there, so you don't know really what he held. But the Rashba strongly felt that, don't worry, you're going to do a Daraisa late in 10 minutes from now. Don't worry, right now you're doing a Darabanan. But the Rashba here quotes this idea of not worrying, of worrying about the future, and he quotes Ishtabe Chamime, meaning he quotes the Balamar type of issue, which is what he holds. He holds like that Balamar, like we saw in the Ran. But what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai maybe isn't worried. Maybe this is Gufa, a Machlokas Tanoim. Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, am I allowed a shecht, knowing that I don't have any dirt available, and I'm going to have to do a Malacha later on. This is so we went from a Machlokas Rishonim to a Machlokas Achronim, back to a Machlokas Tanoim. One final suggestion, maybe this was even a Machlokas in the Torah. Machlokas, biblical figures. Who says that? It's a machlokas, suggests the Chasam Sofer between Moshe and Sipora. What was the machlokas? You remember the story in Sefer Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu did not mal his son, and it was dangerous, and the malach came and swallowed him up halfway, and along steps in Sipora, Pasha Sipora did it, right? Could a woman do Mila? It's one of the main sources. Why did Moshe do it? What did Moshe do the Mila? Suggest the Chasam Sofer, it's quoted in Rav Asher Weiss in Surah 17, suggest the Chasam Sofer that Moshe Rabbeinu knew he had to go follow Hashem's, he had to go leave now. He had to leave now. He had Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go back to Mitzrayim. But the problem is if he does Mila, there's going to be Sakan, he's not going to be able to leave. And Mitzvah Menam Mufchar, he knew the Halach in Yaradeya, Chasam Sofer quotes, it's quoted there in Surah 17, it's best to use a kli matris, a metal knife, a piece of metal. But a piece of metal is going to create a sakana safashis. So Moshe had this dilemma, what to do? So he was waiting, better to be mavra on the mitzvahs, to wait to get metal, says the Chasam Sofer, in order to makam sakana. Even though it's going to be sakana, and you're waiting, and you're not doing what Kashmir wants you to do, Lamaisa better to wait, to do it then. And Sipora says, right now, you could do it this way, do it. So you won't be able to do what else Kashmir wants you to do, so wait. Either way, that's the suggestion of Chasam Sofer. Rav Asher Weiss doesn't like that suggestion, but that is the, is it better Zriza Magdimin, or is it better Mitzvah Menam Mufchar, which is a similar discussion to our case. But either way, this is the discussion of the long-term, short-term view, Knisa L'Matzav Shel Isurim. So we had an example of a Machlokas, three examples of Machlokas Achronims. We had a Machlokas Rishonim, 2 days of Tosafot Amar Ramban. We had a Machlokas, maybe in the Gemara. That was the question of our Gemara, Menachos. Right? Maybe do you go by today? Do you go by tomorrow? right? You go by Makudas, you go by Tadir. That maybe it was a Machlokas Tanoim, Bishar Yisrael beginning at Beitza, and maybe, so that's the Chacham Sofer, it was even a Machlokas in the Torah itself. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will, next week I don't think there will be a Tuesday night Shia because my Parsha Shia I have to move up a night because I'm traveling to Chutz La'aretz on Wednesday night. So that's why, I think that we're gonna be off one of the weeks and we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem as soon as I can. Okay, we'll stop here.